USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Officials in Rockland County, New York are dealing with 186 confirmed cases of measles. County Executive Ed Day said despite a restraining order from a judge, he's continuing an emergency declaration order to prevent unvaccinated children from going out in public.
It is unacceptable to sit back and do nothing as more of our residents fall ill to this deadly disease, and court decisions aside, we will never do that.
Orthodox Jewish communities where the virus is mainly spreading are fighting back and filing lawsuits. President Donald Trump was in Minnesota Monday touting his tax cuts as the reason for the great economy. Economic advisor Kevin Hassett.
The thing that really jumped out at me about Minnesota is that new business formations, so applications to start a business, they're up in the last 2 years since the president was elected, 18% in Minnesota.
Hassett says the only thing that can explain the record low unemployment is the tax cut. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
The vast fire that ripped through Paris's landmark Notre Dame Cathedral was an accident waiting to happen, according to Caroline Brazelius, a fellow at Duke's Radcliffe Institute of Art History, who tells CNN.
There is a space about 50 to 60 feet, depending on the building, between the top of the vaults and the roof that is like a forest of wood. And that wood's old, often oak, that's been there baking in the summer, freezing in the winter for a century. So it is like a tinderbox.
The Justice Department announced yesterday that it expects to release the redacted version of the Mueller report Thursday, sending the findings of the nearly two-year probe to Congress and making them available to the public. NBC News reports that more than a dozen current and former White House officials who cooperated with the special counsel are worried that the version of his report to be made public will expose them as a source of damaging information about the president. NBC News also reports two House committees have issued subpoenas to Deutsche Bank and other financial institutions for information on President Donald Trump's finances. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
In a speech at Texas A&M University, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo used the occasion to address the issue of why diplomacy matters in the world today. More from John Clemens.
Mr. Pompeo said the work being done by the State Department is vital to our soldiers because they need us and we need them.
The state has helped grow the ranks of the Defeat ISIS Coalition, an enormous victory. We've seized back 100% of the caliphate, liberating millions of Syrians. American diplomats were at the center of creating that coalition and reducing threats to our citizens.
Texas A&M is second only to the military academies for the number of graduates serving the nation in uniform.
Taking part in a roundtable on tax reform and the economy in Minnesota, President Trump said trade talks with China are progressing.
We're doing well in the negotiation. It's very comprehensive in the sense that it's a very complete negotiation. We're talking about theft of intellectual property. We're talking about so many other things, but we're also talking about the farmers and the ranchers and people that have not been treated fairly.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told an audience at the London School of Economics Monday the United States missed an opportunity to gain economic leverage over China when it opted to put tariffs on the European Union rather than join forces with it. Roman Catholics in the Detroit area don't have to go completely meatless on Fridays during Lent. A longstanding permission to the region's missionary history in the 1700s allowed local Catholics to eat muskrat on days of abstinence, apparently to help them get through the harsh Michigan winters. Some say it tastes like duck. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.